The first rollback allowed some asylum seekers to enter the U.S. to begin processing, but only those with active MPP cases. The new policy allows cases that were previously closed a chance to reopen. Austin Coker with Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse has been researching MPP outcomes.
About 28,000 migrants and MPP received deportation orders without even being in the courtroom at the time.
Rights groups say many migrants became targets of violent crimes like kidnapping and robbery while enrolled in MPP, often making it impossible to make it to their designated ports of entry to cross the border and appear in court. Many now get the chance to make their case again. But Coker says the first hurdle will be locating them to give them the news. I'm Elisa Resnick in Tucson.